ဘုဒ္ဓဘာသာဒုလဘောအပိယရိနောဘုဒ္ဓစ in this world also very very rare opportunity is it true အပိဒိတဘောဒုလဘောအပိဒိတ is bhikkhu like in bhikkhu ni like it is also very rare opportunity why info akulu incalculable in 100,000 aeons within for incalculable in 100,000 aeons our body center met had already met with 24 Buddhas among 24 Buddhas he ordained as a bhikkhu only 9 times So, this is very rare opportunity. Is it true? Because one aeon also very, very long. 100,000 aeon also very, very long. Four incalculable and 100,000 aeons, uncountable. Within this uncountable aeons, Buddha had already ordained as a bhikkhu 9 times only. Is it rare opportunity? Okay, so you not easily disrupt. Is it true? Yes, very, very, very difficult opportunity. For what reason? There is one sutta called Aswakaya Sutta. Destroying all defilements or complete cessation of defilements is very difficult. But for complete cessation of defilements, what you must do? Jhana doha bhikkhave basato asvana khyam vadhami no ajhana do no apasato. For those who understand the Dhamma and realize the Dhamma, the complete cessation of defilements, asava states, is possible. For those who do not understand and do not realize the Dhamma, it is impossible for complete cessation of these defilements or states. States and defilements are same. In other words, they are all unwholesome Dhammas. Which Dhamma? Buddha explained in Didi, there are four noble truths only. If you do not realize four noble truths by your own direct knowledge, it is impossible to relinquish all defilements and taints. For relinquishment of all defilements and taints, all you should try. You must try for realization of four noble truths by your own direct knowledge. If you want to realize four noble truths, what is the practice leading to the cessation of sufferings and for realization of four noble truths? You may have already understood Noble Eightfold Path. What are Noble Eightfold Path? Number one, samadhi, right understanding. What is right understanding? What is right understanding? So, in famous Mahasti Prana Sutta, Buddha had already given the definition of samadhi. Katamansha bhikkhave samadhi yankho bhikkhave dukkhe jnana dukkha samudaye jnana dukkha nirodhe jnana dukkha nirodha gaminiya patipadaya jnana ayaho chati bhikkhave samadhi bhikkhus what is samadhi right understanding of the noble truth of suffering dukkha riya sicca the right understanding of the noble truth of the origin of suffering Dukkha, Samudaya, Ariya, Sicca. The right understanding of the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, Dukkha Nirodha Ariya Sitya. The right understanding of the practice leading to the cessation of suffering, Dukkha Nirodha Ariya Sitya or Mega Sitya. This potential right understanding is called Sambhadeti, right understanding only. So for realization of these Four Noble Truths, how you should try? Sammavaca, right speech. Sammakamanda, right action. Sammajiva, right livelihood. So these are the training of morality. You must try to pure your sila. Purification of sila, this is very important. Based on purification of sila, how you should proceed? You must practice the training of concentration. What is training of concentration? Sammavayama, right effort. Sammasati, right mindfulness. And Sammasamadhi, right concentration. What is right concentration? In famous Mahasri Pranasutta, Buddha had already explained. Five jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana are right concentration. This way of explanation is maybe we call Meche Dipika, showing the middle path. There are three types of concentration, excess concentration. Number one. Excess concentration. This excess concentration is, in other words, this is sensual concentration, sensuya concentration, kamavacara samadhi. First jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana, they are high material jhana concentration. There are also another four types of jhana concentration. They are immaterial jhana concentration. Number one, the basal boundless space jhana concentration. Number two, the basal boundless consciousness jhana concentration. Number three, the base of nothingness jhana concentration. Number four, the base of neither perception nor non-perception jhana concentration. So these four jhana, four types of jhana concentration are called immaterial jhana concentration. So briefly, there are three types of concentration. Number one, sense sphere concentration. This is excess concentration. Number two, fine material jhana concentration. Number three, poor immaterial jhana concentration. So they are called samadhi. Now it is also very rare opportunity for establishing these eight types of jhana concentration together with excess concentration. Many meditation teachers, they criticize a lot. It is impossible. Now it is for attainment of jhana. But they accept for attainment of noble states. For attainment of the noble states is more difficult than jhana concentration. For the attainment of jhana concentration. But very difficult noble states they accept. But jhana concentration, they don't want to accept. They criticize a lot. But now in this retreat, maybe few quantity of meditators, they get attain jhana concentration. I'm also very happy because this is very rare opportunity. Is it true?
Yes.
So please continue. And then, based on this concentration, you must try for realization of Four Noble Truths. What is the relationship between concentration and realization of Four Noble Truths? The jhana concentration produces a true powerful light, which is called the light of wisdom. With the assistance of the light of wisdom, if you practice four elements meditation systematically, you can see subatomic particles called kalapas. Our body as well as both internally and externally, every day is in this world composed of subatomic particles called kalabas. According to conventional truth, this is meditation or this is one building. But according to ultimate sense, there is no building. Only a group of subatomic particles. If you can practice four elements meditation systematically with the assistance of the light of wisdom, then you can see no building, only a group of subatomic particles. But these particles, if you analyze, there may be 8 types of materiality, or 9 types of materiality, or 10 types of materiality. They are ultimate materiality, but they are not permanent. They are impermanent, both internally and externally. If you can discern an external world, you cannot see any mountain, any trees, any buildings, any human being, or maybe any animal. You can see a group of subatomic particles only. Again, if you analyze those particles, you can see only ultimate materiality. Then you must also continue to discern ultimate mentality. This ultimate materiality and mentality are the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, ariya, sitta. But according to the definition of Buddha's suttas, under the dukkha, ariya, sitta, the noble truth of suffering, not only present mentality and materiality, but mentality, materiality, present mentality and materiality, future materiality and mentality, internal materiality and mentality, external materiality and mentality, all are included. You must discern this. What is the reason? You must try to understand they are only materiality and mentality, and they are, as soon as they rise, they perish away, so they are nature. There is no permanent entity, permanent self in them, so they are another. They are always oppressed by rising and perishing away, so they are dukkha. If you realize this true nature, then at that time, you can relinquish temporary attachment to your Dhamma sister. To your Dhamma brother. Is it true? Because there is no Dhamma sister, no Dhamma brother. You cannot see only materiality and mentality, or are they rising and perishing. So at the dying, you can relinquish the attachment to your Dhamma sister, to your Dhamma brother, etc. Is it true? Is it good or bad? Such type of right understanding is necessary. Nowadays, if you want to practice, it is possible. You should have enough confidence about this teaching. But another problem is creator. Maybe Hinduism also, they accept creator as a Mahabrahma. Christian also accept creator as a God. Islam also accept a creator as a Allah or Buddha. But only Buddhism do not accept creator. There is the law of karma only. Workings of karma. First karma produce present materiality and mentality. Present karma will produce future materiality and mentality. It is true or not, you can practice practically for realization of this law. Working on karma. This is also very rare opportunity, but you should have enough jhana concentration. Jhana concentration can produce light of wisdom. With the assistance of light of wisdom, if you did some past causes, it is possible. But for some meditators, jhana concentration is not necessary. What is the reason? Because of their parami. Their parami is mature. In ancient Buddha's dispensation, they had been practiced samatha vipassana diligently up to the knowledge of Sankharupaka. formations equanimity knowledge. Because these paramis are ready to produce at this result. Other than they have a lot of ego mind, or ordained as a bhikkhu or as a bhikkhuni. After ordination, they want to become quickly arhat. They want the attainment of arhat. Because of this reason, their paramis is stimulating them to ordain as a bhikkhu or as a bhikkhuni, not to disturb. For permanent ordination only, not temporary. Temporary is very shameful. Is it true? Very shameful. So, permanent ordination, their body is stimulated. So, after listening to Dhamma from the Buddha for realization of Four Noble Truths, relating Four Noble Truths to Dhamma, how to practice, how to try to for realization of Four Noble Truths, so they can quickly understand because of their parami. So such meditators are not necessary to practice jhana. They can directly practice four elements of meditation systematically. When practicing four elements of meditation systematically, when they attain up to excess concentration stage, the light of wisdom also very, very bright. If they continue to practice vipassana, each vipassana insight also produces a strong, powerful light. With the assistance of light of vipassana, if they continue to practice vipassana, they can easily attain up to rahat stage. But some meditators, jhana concentration is necessary. Because of this reason, in Gotra Nikaya, Buddha teaches, Padamam baham bhikkhu jhana nisaya asvana khayam vadami. Dudiya baham bhikkhu jhana nisaya asvana khayam vadami, etc. From 5 jhana to 8 types of jhana, all are possible as a basic jhana for realization of Four Noble Truths. There are many bhikkhus in the Dino Buddha. They specialize for jhana. Based on fourth jhana concentration, they practice vipassana systematically. They can become arhat. But some Benarivas, they must practice 8 types of jhana, like Benariva Ananda. But some Benarivas, like Benariva Niruddha, they must also practice psychic power. Based on psychic power concentration, they must practice vipassana. What is the relationship between psychic power and vipassana? Benariva Niruddha's divine and psychic power, one mind moment produces a strong, powerful light. That light spread up to 1,000 world circles. So very wonderful light. So with the assistance of that light, he practices four elements of meditation systematically. He can see materiality and mentality both internally and externally very, very clearly. Because of this reason, for some meditators, psychic power also necessary. So nowadays, if you want to practice this jhana concentration, then maybe partially psychic power, it is possible. But not high standard psychic power. A little bit is possible. So you should not miss your opportunity. You should not, if you train for your Dhamma sister, you should also train for your liberation. Is it true? Okay, so please try for realization of Noble Truth. If you realize Four Noble Truth stage by stage up to Arahat stage, then all defilements will be disappear. Because you are Arahant path and Four path knowledge. Stage by stage, they will destroy defilements. Then, if you had already begun Arahant, you are Arahant path, will destroy all remaining defilements, including ignorance, craving, and clinging. If there is no ignorance, avijja, craving, tanha, clinging, upadana, then you will come up no power to produce new future existence. After final cessation, parinibbana, then there will be no more future existence. This is the liberation of from the round of rebirth only. Is it cool? So, don't disrupt. Any question?
需要翻译吗？嗯，Sado, maybe need some interpretation.
No, okay, okay. Who will interpret?
Okay, I will try it.
有
一点长啊，哈。
Yeah, yeah.
那我就是抓住重点哈。就是刚刚 Sado 说呢，就是说我们能够生在佛出世，有佛有法有生的这个世界哈，这个因缘是两样，
两麦克风就好了。
刚刚沙亚豆哈是跟我们开示说，我们身为人，然后生在这个世间，有佛哈出世，有法有生哈，这个是一个非常殊胜难得的因缘。那为什么它很殊胜难得呢？那因为就是我们的佛哈，我们的佛，他在过去的无量百千万劫里头哈，他曾经就是遇见过24尊佛。那在这24尊佛，就在四大阿僧祇劫里头呢，他只有9次的机会能够在佛的座下出家成为比丘啊，就是在这么长的时间里面呢，才碰到这么少的佛。那碰到24尊佛这么少的佛里面呢，他又只有9次机会可以出家成为比丘啊，所以这样子呢，能够碰到佛法身的因缘是相当相当的殊胜难得。好，那呢再根据就是这个阿斯巴卡亚哈苏达，就这一部经呢里面有说呢，就是说我们一个凡夫他要断烦恼呢，其实是非常的不容易的。那么断烦恼他到底有没有可能呢？他必须根据的是我们能不能了解法。如果我们能够了解法的话呢，那么我们是有可能断烦恼。如果我们不了解法的话，那我们是不可能断烦恼的。那这里所说的法是什么呢？就是佛所说的四圣地啊。那这个四圣地呢，如果我们没有办法去亲证，那就我们就没有办法断烦恼啊。那为了就是了解四圣地呢，那我们修的呢应该就是八正道啊。这个八正道的第一个就是正知啊，这个正知。那这个正知呢，就是我没有记住那部经的经名啊，就是Sado说呢，在有一部经里面呢，对于正知呢，他是有下过定义的。那什么是叫做正知呢？所谓的正知呢，就是要正确的了解啊，正确的了解苦，还有苦的升起、苦的灭去啊。那怎么样去修习断苦？就是我们说的苦集灭道啊，苦集灭道。那呢，正知呢，接着正知正见，接着呢，就是要有正言 right speech， 正言正业跟正命，这个就是我们的持戒啊。那持戒要持得好呢，其实是要对我们的心有所掌握，这个是必须要有正定啊。那呢，沙亚德他又说呢，就是在我们的经论里面呢，对于正定呢，也曾经有下过定义。所谓的正定呢，在这里哈，不是只有从初禅到四禅啊，它有分成三类。第一类呢，就是我们说的欲界定，我们说的未到地定，就靠近初禅的那个欲界定。那第二类定呢，就是四个色界的禅定。第三类呢，就是四个无色界的禅定。四个无色界的禅定就是空无边处定、事无边处定、无所有处定、非想非非想处定。就是四禅八定。那么关于四禅八定的这个教法呢，其实在这个世间也是很不容易，就是能够很不容易有这个机会去听到这个教法啊。那在很多的经论里面啊，有一些经论呢，它是批判，就是它不接受有这个四禅八定的这样子的一种教法，它只接受四正果，就是初果、二果、三果、四果。那其实呢，四果它是比四禅八定更难修啊，这个是在有一些经论里面呢，它 就是批判哈，批判这样子说。那么，在我们这一次的禅修营里头，就是我们的学员里头，其实没有很多人哈，但是有几位，就是他有上禅的经验啊，所以其实呢，光就是说，不要说四果，只有就是四禅八定上禅呢，他就已经不是太容易。所以呢，要请大家呢，就是在禅修营之后要持续的用功哈。还有呢，就是呢，要请如果我们要了解四圣地哈，四圣地，那么通常呢，就是说我们需要上到禅定。那在禅定里头呢，它会发出所谓的智慧之光。这个智慧之光呢，当它很明亮的时候呢，我们可以用这个光明呢来照哈，就是观察我们的色聚。我们身体内部的、身体外部的，还有我们身的跟身法跟色法跟名法的色聚，那呢再从这个色聚里头再去观察四大四大里头又有八个元素是吗？就地地水火风里头的八个元素是
色香味食
宿
色香味食
宿对好，那么当我们能够很如法的这样子观察的时候呢，我们就可以就是面对山啊水啊，面对人的时候，我们不会看到具象的山啊水啊人啊，我们看到的是色聚的集合，还有色聚的生灭，看到的是无常。那这样子呢，我们就可以就是减低我们对于我们这些外在事物的一个 attachment， 就是执着。好，那再接下来是是苦哈，就是苦的升起哈，是因为我们不知道我们身心色法的生灭哈，所以我们有执着了哈。那如果呢，我们可以就是如上所述哈，如法的去修行的时候，那么我们可以灭掉我们对于我们的 Dharma sister 跟 Dharma brother 的执着啊，就是家里的先生太太的执着啊，这样。那另外一个问题就是有关于那个业哈，就是佛陀所教的教法里头，就是我们为什么会不断的轮回哈，它其实根据的就是业的原理啊。那为了要了解这个业的原理，我们必须修定，所以我们才能够有智慧之光哈。然后最后呢就是萨德还有提到，就是说在经论里头呢有提到有一些修行者，他是不必要修禅定啊，他就可以直接修四大，然后呢分析哈到色聚，然后从这边去解脱正果。那为什么他们会这样呢？那是因为这些修行者他们之前的波罗蜜非常的深厚，所以呢他们只要有很浅的定，比如说像色界定，就是味道地定，那他们呢就能够在那个定虽然很浅的定当中，他就能够发出很强烈的智慧之光。这个智慧之光就明亮到可以去见到色聚，那可以就是从四大这样子很有系统的修进去，这是有一些修行者。不过呢，对大多数的修行者来说呢，都是需要修四禅八定，就是系统的修四禅八定，然后呢，把这个智慧之光让它明亮起来，再转修四大，这样子修进去。那还有一些修行者，他不只只要修四禅八定，他必须还在修到神通，就是加上到神通那样子的那个智慧的光明，他才能够明亮到可以开始去很清楚的观察四大，观察缘起。这大概就是有三大类的修行者啊，好，大约是这样子。那最后三亚朵是说，那因为这个机会实在难得，所以你们短期出家的干脆就永久出家吧。for permanent ordination
。OK。
有任何的问题吗？
Sharing marriage.
Sharing marriage.
The question.
他问那个建宽法师帮我翻译，在阿含经里相应部里面有提到说，有些居士在听到佛陀开示的时候，开示完就见法，那他们可能过去的波罗蜜当然是可能有修禅定，但是在那一刻他有定吗？他能够立刻听闻到佛法就见法，至少得了出果，阿含经。
Okay, so the lady's question is asking that in the northern tradition, the four agamas, the very first one, the 我们说什么相应，
相应部，
相应部啊，samyutta
samyutta
kaya
samyutta
the sutta, there's a record says that, you know, some practitioner when after they listen to the Buddha's Dhamma, they immediately can understand thoroughly the Dhamma, so that they become suttapanna and or above. And so the question now is asking that for this practitioner, do they have or cultivate the samadhi or not? 他们有定没有是吗？
I only recite one sutta. Please. Chana do ham bhikkhu vipassado aswana khayam vadami no achana do no apassado. Kincha bhikkhu chana do kipassado aswana khayo hoti.一旦都看你被鬼占了都把杀都阿斯瓦南可要好的。一旦都看什么料理被鬼占了都把杀都阿斯瓦南可要好的。一旦都看你的料理被鬼占了都把杀都阿斯瓦南可要好的。一旦都看你的道干米你不提不打的被鬼占了都把杀都阿斯瓦南可要好的。Eoko bhikkhu janna do eo passado aswana kaya hodi. Tasma diha bhikkhu Idan dukkha di yoga graniyo. Ayan dukkha smuryo di yoga graniyo. Ayan dukkha nirodo di yoga graniyo. Ayan dukkha niroda gami di pitipada di yoga graniyo. Do you hear? This sutta. This is one sutta. After listening to such type of sutta, they already became enlightened bhikkhu. No, you began enlightened one or no?
Okay. So,
no, you began nothing. So you should not compare with them. Their parami is very mature. For example, in this, our Buddha's dispensation, Venerable Bahiya Dharuchiriya, he is top disciple who realized Ponoba truth with quick understanding, especially Abdu Rahasis. What is his dhamma?Tasma diha bahiya deja madan boisadi sude suda madan boisadi mude muda madan boisadi unyade unyada madan boisadi etc. This short dhamma talk only. After listening this dhamma talk, he had already begun rahat. Now you cannot begin rahat. So you should not compare with them. What is the reason? That Venerable Bahiya Dharuchiriya, he had already wished for becoming top disciple among those bhikkhus who penetrate Ponoba truth very, very quickly. So he ordained as a bhikkhu under the guidance of Bhadumudra Buddha. And he practiced samatha vipassana diligently up to Sankharupaka jnana stage. How long? 100,000 years.Not 10 days, not 1 month. So, their practice is very, very mature. Not only this, Indendo Kasava Buddha also, he ordained as a bhikkhu. He practiced samatha vipassana diligently up to Sankharupaka stage. How long? 20,000 years.Not only 1 month retreat. You should not compare with them. So 20,000 years, finally, when they survey the bhikkhu's behavior, they do not yet satisfy. So because of this reason, six six bhikkhus. They discussed with each other and they went to the very high mountain top. And then with creepers, they must climb up. Then when they had already at the top of mountain, they cut all rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they meditate there without any food, without going anywhere. Then only within one day, only one bhikkhu arahat, another became anagami. Within 7 days, others pass away. They do not yet attain any higher stage. But they can practice diligently. They give up their life. So because of this paramis, when their paramis became mature, when he met with Buddha, and after listening very short dhamma talk, he became enlightened one. But now, after listening this dhamma talk, you cannot become enlightened one. So you should not compare.
Okay. 我还是稍微重点一下哈，就是文语的问题哈，那个沙亚豆呢，他就是首先呢跟我们就是送了一段非常长的巴利的经典，那这段巴利的经典呢送完了以后呢。那沙亚豆就问我们说，那我已经诵完经了，那你开悟了吗？
他就说，那我们有听没有到，连听也没听懂，那怎么能开悟呢？他就说，这个呢，就是看到我们不能够跟那个佛寺一听法他就开悟的人圣者来比较，这个就是波罗蜜他相差非常的多。那接着呢，沙亚豆他就讲说呢，在经论里头名字我不太记得啊，不过就是呢有一位圣者呢，他也在佛寺的时候很快就开悟。他过去世呢，曾经就是有1000年不间断的修习止跟观。另外有一位圣者是花了20000年，不断的修习止跟观，这不是一个月，不是10天，哈。然后呢，还有就是说有一群修行者呢，他们甚至就是爬到非常非常高的高山上面呢，没有食物。然后把所有的衣服也都脱了，那就在那里呢修习止观。这一群人里面通通都死掉，只有两个人，一个证罗汉果，一个证三果，就是他们是宁可连这个生命都不要了，就全身全命全力的去修习止观。那这样子长时间的修习止观，这样子的方式呢来累积出来的波罗蜜呢，一直到碰到我们佛的时候，他的波罗蜜终于成熟，所以佛一说法，他一听，他马上就证果，是这样子的状况。这是就是沙亚豆呢，他引经据典呢，就在跟我们讲说，这个波罗蜜的差别就在这里，所以我们现在只是30天的禅修，这个波罗蜜呢，小小一颗，就跟他们来比，这个是不能比的，是这样子。刚刚好像有其他问题是吗？It seems as that there's another question coming up.
I just have a simple question. 因为我刚接触这边啊，波罗蜜我不太懂，它这个波罗蜜的意思，这个怎么样能够很快的建立这个波罗蜜是怎么样
的？So the gentleman's question is asking, you know, it seems he is still wondering what does it mean the parami.And how to quickly establish our parami.
Para is the other show. The other show means nibbana. E is reaching. For reaching, for attainment of those are nibbana. These wholesome dhammas are called parami. You may accumulate wholesome dhammas. These wholesome dhammas, if we summarize, dhana, sila,Samatha, Vipassana. This is in summary. So while doing dana, you should wish for realization of Nibbana. But for successful of your business, if you donate, this is no parami. For your sons and daughters maybe Dhripti below permit, if you gave dana, sustainable dana is no parami. For enjoyment of deva happiness, human happiness, if you do dana, sustainable dana is no parami. For realization of nibbana, only you fix. Sustainable parami is called, sustainable wholesome karma is called parami. In the same way, sila. For realization of nibbana, if you fix for realization of nibbana, then such type of sila is parami. One practice is samatha and vipassana also, you must fix for realization of nibbana. Such type of samatha, vipassana, wholesome karmas are also called parami. Parami means it came, you can attain the other should nibbana.
OK, 所谓的波罗蜜，没关系，我大声一点就好。所谓的波罗蜜哈，就是那个波罗就是彼岸啊，那个后面那个蜜，假设是切开来讲，那就是到达，已经到达彼岸。它是其实在巴利语或梵语，它是一个过去式，就是已经登到彼岸的意思，叫做波罗蜜。那么就是那个比较具体的讲了，那波罗蜜呢，就是要布施、持戒、修止、修观。好，那从布施来说，假设我们布施，我们的动机啊，我们的发心是为了要你的事业成功，那这不是波罗蜜；是为了要你的儿子女儿状况更好，这也不是波罗蜜。如果是为了我们现世的生活更好，或者是呢来世的生活能够到天上，那这个呢都不能称作波罗蜜。那在我们布施的时候呢，只有我们把它回向，就是希望能够增长我们涅槃啊，对于涅槃的证悟，那唯有这个才叫做波罗蜜。那相同的情况呢，在我们持戒的时候，在我们修止修观的时候，那我们都要这样子来发心，就是说希望我所修的，不管是持戒是修止修观或者是布施，都能够对我们正得涅槃有所注意，就是我们说的资粮啊，那这样子呢它才叫做波罗蜜啊。所以波罗蜜呢，最后再总说一句，就是波罗蜜的意思呢，就是能够登得到达彼岸。Any other question? Yes.
One question. 请问那个四大的十二特相是不是跟中国的气功的气是一样？因为我以前修过气功的，以前的气的感觉跟现在四大十二特相的感觉，我现在分不出来。
Okay, so he is wondering the when he practiced the four element, there are 12 characters for the four element. Is that this 12 characters of four element similar to the Chinese qi?
Qi is wind element.
Qi is wind element. So 那个 Sayado 他是说呢，这个气，中国功夫所说的这个气，只是我们四大里头的风，风大。
Very true.
是很强。
Wind element. Other three elements must be subordinate to the wind element, and then the wind becomes powerful.
就是
they are vice versa to each other.
就是这四大呢，他们会彼此互相的支撑。啊，或者是其他风大呢，被其他三个，他三大呢所支持的时候，那么他就会很强壮，我们的身心呢就变得很强壮。这四大相互的平衡、互相支持的时候，就变得很强壮。哎，是这样，这样回答你的问题吗
？Yes, here in my.
There's one more question.
I was wondering if you could say something about how to work with physical.
这个问题 he is asking about when we practice, if we come from the physical pain, how do we face it and maybe overcome it?
Please neglect. If it is disturbing to your concentration, please change posture.
刚刚这个问题是说，在我们禅修的时候，如果碰到身体会痛，那我们应该怎么办？
那么禅师的回答是说，你就是忽略这个痛，要专注在我们禅修的所缘上面。啊，如果实在这个身体脚啊实在太痛了，那么你就换一下姿势。OK。现在我们来回向。
一灯美姑娘，
阿苏万开眼，
阿苏万开眼，
我和红珠，
我和红珠，
一灯美姑娘，
一灯美姑娘，
一灯美大男，
一灯美大男，
一灯美西南，
一灯美西南，
尼巴那萨，
尼巴那萨，
阿切哟，
阿切哟，
红珠，
红珠，
一灯美姑娘，
一灯美姑娘。
Sabha Sadhana
Sabha Sadhana
Pajima
Pajima
Desabe
Desabe
Desama
Desama
Punyabhagan
Punyabhagan
Labandhu
Labandhu